Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And come go with us as we go visit the prayer cell. Let's go now.
And Moses, no one have ever seen my glory and lived. Nonetheless, he still wanted to see your glory, God. Lord, let these little ones of yours see your glory. We're in a dispensation of time, God. Hallelujah. Where your glory is not seen or felt or heard in the churches. It's no longer seen or felt or heard in the streets. It's no longer seen, heard, or felt, God. Hallelujah. In our homes. Glory to God, and yes, in the churches of all places, your glory is not seen, heard, or felt. God, I pray, hallelujah, that when we go to church, when we go to the building to worship you, let your glory be there. Let your glory be there. God, the Bible tells us, your word tells us that after Solomon finished dedicating the temple, after they built the temple and dedicated to you, and after he stood up on a scaffold and prayed, and all of the people bowed, and he bowed on the scaffold and prayed, your word says when he finished praying, he got up and he stood. Hallelujah. That when they went to the temple to minister, that they could not minister for the glory of the Lord was in the place. Father, let your glory return. Let your glory return to the house. Don't let the spirit of Ichabod hover over the house. Let your glory return. For there's healing in your glory. There's miracles in your glory. There's deliverance in your glory. The truth is in your glory. Oh, God, supernatural abilities and power and blessings are in your glory. Your glory has been removed from the house. And there are fightings now in the house. They are perplexed in the house. Yes, they still have music in the house. Yes, they clap here and there. Yes, they stand here and there. Yes, they give a word of something in the house. Father, your glory has left the house. We're still shaking ourselves. Glory have left the house. Let your glory return. The glorious anointing of the Lord God return. And when your people pray in your face in the house, not only will they feel your presence, but they'll see your presence. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let your glory return to the house. Let the blessings of the Lord return to the house. Let the blessings of the Lord return to the house, to the house, to the house. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. But our Bible tells us, hallelujah, that when you weren't with your earthly parents, glory to God, even when you were 12 years old, when you were not with your earthly parents, you were in the temple, in the synagogue, teaching and hearing matters and answering matters. 12 years old, God, in the name of Jesus. That anointing is no longer there. Not that you do not heal. It's not that you do not perform miracles. It's not that you do not open the blinded eyes. But the most part, that which you call for, is not in the house. And we've brought our own religious ideas into the house. We brought our own worship, our own formulas into the house. Not what you've given us. You've given us holiness. you've given us holiness, righteousness, salvation, sanctification, strength, dedication, honor, respect, morals, integrity, given us these things, but they are no longer in the house. In the house we have hookups, dating games, shows, entertainment, dancers. We've made it a house of comedy, but not a house of praise, not a house of worship. We go to have comedians make us laugh. We go to listen and watch dancers dance, but it's not us. Glory to God. We've hired dancers. We've hired comedians, God. Hallelujah. Father, we've hired people to even tell us, glory to God, how to watch out for our health, health advisories, and all kind of other things. Hallelujah. Father, I'm not saying that the health advisories are wrong, and I'm not saying that they're bad. God, you're a God who can heal. You're a God who heals. You're the God who delivers. You're the God who set free. You're the God who makes whole and alive. And we fail to anchor our trust in you, God. Father, I pray now that you would restore all of us. Restore us, calling on your name again. Illuminate us again. Hallelujah. We have lost our way, God. We don't know where to find it. We really have. We have really lost our way and don't know where to find it. You said of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, you first told Abraham, leave your family and go to a place I will tell you of. And when he went, he sojourned in that land. He told him to look to the east. Turn around and look to the west. And look to the north. And look down to the south. 360 degrees everywhere you turn. I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to give it to your seed. I'm going to give it to you as an inheritance. You made a covenant with him, God. He was in the land of promise. He was in the place that you told him of. You said, I will show it to you. You did. Then he said, how would I know? You're going to bless me. You told him to get she-goat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ram and turtle dove. Glory to God. And heifer. And told him what to do and how to do it. He obeyed you. When he cut them in pieces, glory to God, down the middle, in half, the vultures came to steal his anointing, to steal his sacrifice. He chased them all away. And when he fell into a deep sleep, you came walking through the pieces. Glory to God, and you did what you said you would do. But he was looking for a city whose foundation and builder was God. He sojourned in the land of promise with his family. He knew the place, but did not recognize the promise, and did not recognize the blessing. And when the famine came, he went to Egypt. When the famine came during Isaac day, he left the place. Glory to God. When Jacob had all of his children, before the famine came, his sons sold their brother into Egypt, sold the prophet, sold the dreamer, sold the interpreter of dreams, sold the prophet into Egypt. And when the famine was coming, he saw it, allowing Egypt to benefit from it. The land of Canaan did not benefit because those who the promise was for was no longer there. But now they sit in Egypt. Hallelujah. And you allowed them to go into bondage because they sold the prophet. They sold their seer. They sold their sight. The name of Jesus. Glory to God. when they went into Egypt, they lost their way. They were in the place of promise, but they lost their way. Hallelujah. And they were in bondage for some 400 years. 400 years until they lost their way. And they could not find their way until the place of promise was overgrown. Trees and shrubs and wild animals and wild beasts and sinful people. It was overran with people who did not know your people. People who did not know of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. And when it was time to come out, they didn't know where to go. They became accustomed to the things in Egypt. They became accustomed to the garlic and the leeks and the onions. And you just wanted to bless them, Father. You wanted to take them into the place of promise. But you wanted their trust. You wanted them to trust you, to believe you. God, they failed to believe you. They failed to trust you. They failed to trust the one that you sent to lead them. Hallelujah. The one you sent to lead them did not know the way to the promised land because he was never born in the promised land. Oh, glory to God. But he was born in the land of bondage. He was born in the land of Egypt. He did not know the place of promise. Everyone who knew the place of promise was had died off. Glory to God. And when he began the sojourn, he asked his father-in-law, Jethro, to show him the way. You know the area. Come and go with us. Let your eyes be our eyes. Your people will be our people. Our God will be your God. Jethro declined. The church wandered in the wilderness for some 40 years because they did not know the way. Yet all the while, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob spent most of their life in the land of promise. They were the only one who knew of the place. Father, it just ends up with us today. This generation know not the way. Even though you sent your son, as the parable said, hallelujah, you sent your only begotten son, trusting that the people will hear him. But they crucified him. They killed him. They didn't want to hear him. Though he told us, though he cried out to the way, we didn't listen. We have never been to heaven. We have never known what it means to live this kind of life, God. But now, God, we seek you because we're listening. You have our attention. I'm saying bring us out, Father. Bring us out. Bring us out. Bring us out of bondage. Bring us out of Egypt. Bring us out of Babylon. In the name of Jesus, bring us out, God. Don't let our lives be tainted. Don't let us, hallelujah, bring forth a curse upon our own heads, God. Bring us out. Forgive us where we're wrong. Save us and sanctify us and fill us with your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. But we have lost our way. We don't know where to find it. We've lost our way underneath the rubble, underneath the debris of sin, underneath our backsliding ways, underneath the lackadaisical attitudes and the mischief. We have lost our way, God. We need you. Oh, how we need you, God. We need you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Oh, we need you. We need you. We need the living God. We need the Savior of the world. We need the Alpha and the Omega. We need the beginning and the end. We need him like we have never needed him before. We need him now. We need him forever. Forever and always, we need God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, Savior, Savior. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us and guide us the way you have us to go. In the name of Jesus. I believe God, and I don't know about you who are on the line, but I believe God. I believe him to be our healer, our deliverer, our peace, our joy, our Savior. Oh, I believe God. I believe he comes to heal us, he comes to deliver us. I believe he comes to set us free. Glory to God. And we will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, bless the Lord. Bless him, even out of Zion. Bless him. Glory to God. Bless him. Bless him today. Bless him today. Bless the Lord today. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. God bless all of you who are on the lifeline. Thank God for you. I thank God that the Lord has given us one more day, another day to be alive in the land of the living. And I'm excited, amen, to be on the line with you. It is a blessing to be heard. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nowadays, people don't want to listen to you. But I thank God has given us people who love him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So at this time, we do want to open the line up and let you know that the line is open. If anybody have a prayer request, something you like to say, something that you want us to pray for, feel free to give us your request. We may pray with you concerning them. The line is open for you. Amen. The line is open. If anybody have something you'd like to share, you may do so at this time. The line is open. Is there one? The line is open. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody want to say something? The line is open. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless your name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder.
He's such a wonder.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
He's such a wonder in my soul.
He's a wonder.
He's a wonder.
In my soul, bless his name.
Bless his name.
All day,
yeah.
I'll love him.
I'll love him, yeah.
All day. All day I love him.
Yes, I do.
All day. All day I I love him.
Oh, yes.
Bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
All day.
Oh, yes.
All day I love you.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
All day.
All day, all day, yeah.
All day I love you.
Oh, yes I do, yes I do.
All day.
Oh, yeah.
All day I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless.
Bless, 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 bless.
Bless your name.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you, Lady Hagen. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
God bless you too, Pastor Wee.
Oh,
thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Not long ago, I opened the line up for anybody who wanted to say something. I told them to feel free if they had a prayer request or something they'd like to say. Feel free to say it. And no one said anything. So, if you will, we're going to get ready to close the line. And,
all right.
I want you to have the last word, and if you would close us out, I want you to close us out. And let me make this one thing, Lady Hagen, something that I've been praying about. I've been doing a monitoring because right now, at the timing of our prayer, amen. All of our prayers gonna be going to 1 hour, all to 1 hour.
Okay.
Come the first of the year, we're going to change our time. And,
okay.
and that way our prayer time will be every 5 hours, which meaning in order to do that, we're going to be having prayer instead of 5 o'clock in the morning, it'll be 5:30 to 6:30. We'll still be doing 11:30 to 12:30. It will no longer be 11:30 to 1. It will be 11:30 to 12:30. So when we do that, that means our morning prayer will start at 5:30 to 6:30, and from 11:30 to 12:30, and then we'll come back on again. Instead of coming on at 6 o'clock in the evening, we'll come on at 5:30 in the evening to 6:30 in the evening, and then back again at 11:30 in the p.m. to 12:30 midnight, you know, after midnight. So we're going to keep it at a half hour, but it will be we'll be praying for an hour. So that would be the 5:30 to 6:30, 11:30 to 12:30, 5:30 in the p.m. to 6:30, and 11:30 p.m. to the a.m. of 12:30. Amen.
Oh, okay, okay.
Amen.
If you think that'll work better.
It would just even everything out for 5 hours. For 5 hours each time, we'll be on the line. Every 5 hours, we'll be on the line. And there are times people get it mixed up and the time twisted and everything. And what we definitely want to do, we definitely want to be praying at the hour. At the full, like the 6 o'clock hour, we want to be praying. At the midnight hour, 12 o'clock, we want to be praying. And you know, and that is the daytime as well as the nighttime. There's something about that hour, on the button hour. That's when a lot of shifting takes place. The shift takes place at the on hour timing, even at the midnight. That's the shifting. You go from midnight to another day. So we want to be praying 30 minutes before the shift and 30 minutes after the shift. And that is the same thing with the noonday. So in the noonday, you're shifting from the morning into the evening. So there's a shifting that's taking place. And we want to be praying during the shift.
All right. Sounds great.
During the shift as well as the 5:30 in the morning. That's coming from the, you know, that's nighttime coming to the early morning. And then in the evening, there's another shifting. Each one of those hours have to do with a shift. And I know that you go from 3 to 4, you might say that's a shift, but it's not really the kind of shift that was taking you from one day to the next day, one evening to the next. If you follow what I'm saying,
right.
And anyway, we've been praying about this. I'm praying about it, but it's not going to start right now. It will take place on the 1st, but I just want to make sure that I start making announcements about it ahead of time, even now.
Okay. So this will start on the 1st of November?
The 1st of the year. But as for the 1 hour prayer, the 1 hour prayer is already in effect.
Okay. Sounds good.
1 hour prayer time is already in effect. And pray for Pastor Gilda. Thank God for Pastor Gilda. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for her. Amen. She's been supporting us for a long time. She will continue to support us. She will not. We will be here support that much on the line, but she's still supporting. And she have a handful with the church and with the Bible studies and the other different things that she's doing. She have a hand, and at from time to time she'll give us somebody that will hold a lot. For the most part, I'll be holding that Tuesday as well. So be praying for us, though.
Certainly will, and do us likewise. There's just so much harvest to gather. Yes.
Amen. Oh. The line is in your hand, Lady Hagley, when you finish.
All right. God bless you. And thank you so much, Pastor Williams. We certainly appreciate you and appreciate the great work that you're doing there with the Lifeline and for all of the workers. And we just want to say thank you and thank all of the Lifeline members and to each and every one of the family, the prayer family. And we just thank God for everybody. It's a wonderful day. We are excited about Jesus, and we thank God for what he's doing. And as this signal go all around the world, I also want to send some shout-outs to the new corporate heads, the new corporate leaders, the new corporations. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. And may God ever bless each and every one of you, all the CEOs and all of you that are in visions and impact and empowerment. And to all of you who are getting a job done, we want to thank you for embracing prayer. Amen, around the globe, and may God ever bless each and every one of you. And now we lift our hands and may the spirit of the once crucified and ascended Savior rest and abide with us both now and henceforth and forever till we meet again. Let everybody say amen. And we do send shout-outs to our Blog Talk family, and we want to thank, amen, the owners as well as all of the family that are a part. Hallelujah. We just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and may God ever bless you. We look forward to meeting again. The Lord said the same tomorrow at the same time. And Pastor Williams, keep it up. Continue to let the Lord use you. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. It may sometimes seem as though you're the only one are here, but remember the whole world is listening.
Amen.
God bless you. Keep doing what you do. We love you all. Have a wonderful night, and this meeting is officially over. Bye-bye.